Well, I think it's fair to say that most people enjoy food and drink. True or false? I think it's true. It's quite a long pause, though, wasn't it? I didn't mean for it to go on for so long, then. Anyway, lots of people, in fact, everybody, loves food and drink. It's a basic human need, isn't it? So, it's basic biology. And, of course, some food and drink is better than others. Well, listen to this, the celebration in Liverpool we have here. And we have all the information we could possibly need here. The Liverpool Food and Drink Festival. It's surely the thing for you if you want to sort of taste different things and try new things. The Liverpool Food and Drink Festival 2010 will launch on Sunday, the 12th of September 2010, in Sefton Park in Liverpool. It's quite a far way in the future, but it's one of those things you sort of write it in your diary, forget about it before you know it. Oh, look, it's on this weekend, and you've got a nice thing to do then on the weekend. So, we've been having a look at the Twitter. It's basically, if you go to twitter.com/livefooddrink, L-I-V, food, drink, all together. And they have a website here, liverpoolfoodanddrinkfestival.com. I'm going to click on it, have a little look, and see what it's all about. So the festival date announced for 2010. I'm on the website now. Welcome to the official Liverpool Food and Drink Festival's third year. We're excited to announce that the launch day for the 2010 festival will be on Sunday, 12th of September in Sefton Park. Okay, this is a really good website and got lots of links and different features and pages. Here's the press. I always go straight for the press section. Here we go, Food and Drink Festival. Oh, it's showing you what the sort of national newspapers and things are talking about. Let's have a look at the About the Festival. Get more information here. So, the launch date diary, or the launch date, puts it in your diary, is what I'm trying to say. I've been awake for quite a few hours, and it's only, what time is it? I can't... Pilar, I think we need to move the clock somewhere, you know, so I can see it. At the moment, I can't see it. I'm sort of on... It's... I can't see. I can't describe it, but basically I can't see it. It's too... Can I just move this a little bit without destroying the equipment? Right, it's 9:46 in the morning, AM. I've been awake for several hours doing the broadcasts, and I'm a little bit sleepy. I think I need some food and drink. Might solve my problem. So anyway, put that in your diary. At the same time, you should keep it as a favourite or whatever on your computer, the website, liverpoolfoodanddrinkfestival.co.uk. And that is the official page, the official website of the Liverpool Food and Drink Festival. Launch day, 12th of September 2010. A fantastic website there, giving you all the information that you need to. There's a section here, Vote Now. I want to have a quick look, see what that is all about. We need your vote. The Liverpool Food and Drink Festival Awards, Festival Official Awards, will take place in late September 2010. We need your vote for a true reflection of the very best Liverpool has to offer. All entries will be entered into our prize draw. So there you go. You just put your name in and your email, and then follow the on-screen instructions. So there we go. The something to look forward to. So you sort of go away and have your summer holidays and things, and then you sort of come back and think, oh, there's nothing now. And then you think, oh, look, in my diary, the festival. So, put it in your diary. Excellent stuff. If you have any comments about that, love to hear from you, as always. My email, Steve's Radio Show. Notice the way I said my email. No, I normally say our email, but today I said my email. If you write about food and drink, it's going straight to me for me to read. Steve's Radio Show at hotmail.com. Any sandwiches there, Pilar?